The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Hello and welcome to Learn English Vocabulary. My name is Jack and I'm making this podcast for you to learn or revise English vocabulary. You can find a transcript of this podcast on learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk. There's a page for this podcast with the transcript, an activity, and a task for you to do in the comments section. Today, I'm going to do a very short weather quiz. This is a revision podcast of some language I covered in a weather podcast a few months ago. I'm going to start with a quiz, and then I'm going to talk about a few extra words and phrases. I'm going to say six sentences with the weather word beeped out. These words are all adjectives. I'll say each sentence twice and then I'll reveal the answer. Are you ready? Here's number one. It was so on my drive to work this morning. I had to drive really slowly. I couldn't see much at all. It was so on my drive to work this morning. I had to drive really slowly. I couldn't see much at all. Can you work out what the missing word is? The answer is foggy. It was so foggy on my drive to work this morning, I had to drive really slowly. I couldn't see much at all. Number two. The footpath next to the school was really slippery because it was so... The footpath next to the school was really slippery because it was so... Do you know what weather adjective I'm using? The answer is icy. The footpath next to the school was really slippery because it was so icy. Number three. It's pretty, but I don't think it's going to rain. You never know. Better take an umbrella with you. It's pretty, but I don't think it's going to rain. You never know. Better take an umbrella with you. I think this was a bit more difficult as there are a few words that could fill the gap. However, the answer I was looking for is cloudy. It's pretty cloudy, but I don't think it's going to rain. You never know. Better take an umbrella with you. Number four. It was raining, but I couldn't use my umbrella because it was so... I'd have been blown away. It was raining, but I couldn't use my umbrella because it was so... I'd have been blown away. I think this one is really easy. The answer is windy. It was raining, but I couldn't use my umbrella because it was so windy. I would have been blown away. Number five. It's a beautiful day. It's quite cold, but there's a blue sky and it's... It's a beautiful day. It's quite cold, but there's a blue sky and it's... This is a beautiful weather word that we don't get to use that much in England. The answer is sunny. It's a beautiful day. It's quite cold, but there's a blue sky and it's sunny. Number six. The sky is dark and... I think we're going to have some thunder later. The sky is dark and... I think we're going to have some thunder later. Do you know the answer to number 6? The answer is stormy. The sky is dark and stormy. I think we're going to have some thunder later. I hope you all did very well. I didn't include rainy in this quiz. You see, rainy is less commonly used as an adjective. We do talk about rainy days, meaning days when it's raining, and we also have an expression to save something for a rainy day, which means to put some money aside in case you need it in the future because you're out of work or for some other reason. But when it comes to talking about the weather, we have lots of other words to talk about rain. Instead of saying it's rainy, we say it's raining. If it's just raining a little bit, we say it's spitting. To spit means to blow something hard out of your mouth. It's not polite. If it's raining a bit harder, so it's actually raining but not heavily, we say it's drizzling. This is the worst sort of rain, in my opinion, as it's the sort of rain that can set in for days. Next is just raining. If it's raining a lot, you can say it's chucking it down or it's pissing it down, though this last expression is a bit rude. It's quite vulgar. It's not really crude, but you probably shouldn't say it at work. One thing that I feel I need to point out is that we don't really say it's raining cats and dogs. However, there is an animal idiom that we do use to talk about rainy weather. We say, nice weather for ducks. I'm not sure how common this is these days, but I have used the phrase a few times. I do like this phrase because you get to pretend to be really upbeat and positive about weather that normally makes everyone depressed. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please leave me a comment or a rating or a review. I love to hear from you and any comments or suggestions you have. If there are any topics or songs or scenes from a film that you'd like me to talk about, or anything else you'd like to hear, I would be delighted to make a podcast for you. So please visit learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk and say hello. Thanks for listening.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.